Hero. Villain. Legend. Revan. Throughout this series, we have mentioned and discussed plenty of characters in the Star Wars universe, primarily seen in the films and shows. Revan, however, was introduced in a video game, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Although the video game presents a number of options and choices for Revan's story, as seen through the player's eyes, this video will tell Revan's canonical story. Revan was likely born in the Outer Rim territories, and was discovered as a Force-sensitive at a young age. Taken into the Jedi Order and trained on both Coruscant and Dantooine, Revan became good friends with another student named Alec, and the two grew up in the Order together. Around the time they were 30, they both became Jedi Knights, and were seen as some of the most promising members in the Order, with Revan earning particular recognition. Around this time, the Mandalorians, a culture of like-minded conquerors, began invading Republic territories in the Outer Rim as part of the conflict known as the Mandalorian Wars. The Republic began to lose planets and looked to the Jedi Order for assistance, as they did a few decades ago during the Great Sith War. The increasingly conservative Jedi Council, however, decided to abstain from joining the conflict, as they didn't want to lose more Jedi to another bloody war. This idea didn't sit well with Revan, and he began speaking out against the Council, urging the Jedi to join the fight. Alec immediately joined his cause, as did a number of other Jedi, and the group set out across the galaxy to find others to join their crusade. Revan became a celebrity amongst the Republic, and continued to recruit Jedi where he could and battle any Mandalorians he found. During this time, Revan donned a mask of a Mandalorian warrior, and would continue to wear it for years. He and his followers were formally inducted into the Republic military, and Revan would lead the troops to a string of decisive victories, earning the title of Supreme Commander, controlling a third of the Republic's military. Despite pushing the Mandalorians back and turning the tide, Revan and Alec, now known as Malak, would gain a reputation for being cold and calculating, sacrificing resources and territories in order to gain an advantage. At some point during this time, Revan and Malak would uncover certain ancient Sith ruins, finding lost knowledge, and begin the path to the dark side. As the Mandalorians continued to lose ground, their leader, Mandalore the Ultimate, decided to confront Revan in a one-on-one duel. Despite the Mandalore's strength and combat prowess, Revan prevailed, mortally wounding the Mandalorian. As he lay dying, Revan took his mask, the symbol of leadership among the Mandalorians, and Mandalore told Revan about how the Mandalorians were betrayed by a Sith into starting this war. He told Revan of a Sith tomb that he assisted in opening, and gave him coordinates to prove his story before dying. The remaining Mandalorians were soon overwhelmed, and were forced to surrender. With Revan keeping the mask of Mandalore, the Mandalorians scattered across the galaxy. Revan and Malak were told to return to the Jedi Council, but instead Revan wished to locate the Sith tomb, telling the Council they were pursuing the remaining Mandalorians. Revan and Malak followed the trail of the Sith, eventually discovering the home of the Sith Empire on a planet deep in the Outer Rim. Rather than informing the Republic of their discovery, the two, full of pride, decided to take on the Emperor themselves. Arriving in the Emperor's throne room, the Emperor used the presence of the dark side in their minds and took control of them. The two were anointed as Darth Revan and Darth Malak, and were sent back into the galaxy as agents of the Sith. The Emperor's control over them didn't last long, but the two remained acting as Sith, with Revan as the master and Malak as the apprentice, and they began using the military and Jedi they had brought with them to begin a new war against the Republic. Using his inside knowledge of the Republic military and infrastructure, Revan began the conflict by attacking a shipyard, gaining many new warships in the process, and officially sparking the Jedi Civil War. It was Revan's intention to keep the Republic's infrastructure intact and to convert as many Jedi as he could to his cause. But Malak began to see Revan as too weak to be a Sith, and resented him. A duel sparked between the two that left Malak without a jaw, forcing him to use an apparatus on his face for the rest of his life. Eventually, the Jedi laid a trap for Revan, allowing a small strike team led by Bastila Shan to board Revan's ship. As the small group made it to Revan, Malak sensed that Revan was in danger, and decided to make his move. Malak opened fire on Revan's ship, and in the midst of the destruction, Revan was critically injured. Bastila decided to save Revan's life, using the Force to protect him, creating a powerful Force bond between the two in the process. The Jedi Order healed Revan's body, but wiped his mind, giving him the new identity of a Republic soldier. With Revan seemingly out of the picture, Darth Malak became the sole Dark Lord of the Sith, and continued the devastating war against the Republic. The Jedi Council believed that Revan contained the key to defeating Malak, and assigned Bastila to keep an eye on him, keep his identity hidden, and use their Force bond to draw out his lost memories. As Revan began to get caught up in the Jedi Civil War again, he was joined by a number of companions, including a Twi'lek, a Wookiee, a Mandalorian, and an assassin droid built by Revan. Along the way, Revan rejoins the Jedi Order as a Padawan, and begins to unearth some of his lost memories. The group travel to a number of planets as they search for star maps that would lead them to a Star Forge, an ancient, gigantic automated shipyard that Malak was using to build a massive fleet. In a confrontation with Malak, Revan's true identity is revealed to him, and Bastila forces Revan to flee so he can find the Star Forge while she stays behind to face Malak. Bastila ends up being captured and turned to the dark side, and with a final confrontation aboard the Star Forge, Revan converts Bastila back to the light side using their love and their Force bond. Revan and Malak begin a long duel with one another, but Revan ends up the victor, finally slaying his old friend. The group escapes the exploding Star Forge, are awarded the Cross of Glory, the highest award of bravery, and Revan is officially welcomed back to the Jedi Order. Despite Revan's triumphant return to the Order, his marriage to Bastila did not sit well with a number of masters on the Council, with some wanting to banish him once again. The others believed his reputation as a hero was too important to the Order, and allowed him to keep his marriage and remain a Jedi, but he was forbidden from publicly proclaiming his beliefs about emotions enhancing one's connection with the Force. 2 years into their marriage, Revan began having nightmares of a dark, stormy world related to his lost memories. Revan set out into the Outer Rim with his Mandalorian companion, Candorous Ordo, to find answers. Along the way, they locate the Mask of Mandalore that Revan had hid, and Candorous became the new Mandalore. Continuing on with just his utility droid, Revan was captured by the Sith, and imprisoned for 3 years while he was tortured for information. He was eventually rescued by an exiled Jedi, who had served as one of Revan's most trusted generals during the Mandalorian Wars. Rather than returning home to his wife and 3-year-old son, Revan learned of a ritual the Sith Emperor was planning that could wipe out life in the galaxy, and decided to put a stop to it. The assassination failed, however, and Revan was captured by the Emperor, who placed him in a specially constructed prison, where he would be locked in suspended animation. Over the next 300 years, Revan would be kept alive and continually drained of his power by the Emperor. Revan was finally freed by a strike team sent by the Jedi Order, and he immediately set out to finish what he started. A team of Force users sent by the Emperor attacked him, mortally wounding him. In his moments of death, half of Revan wished to become one with the Force, and the other half, the dark half, clung to life. Still alive and driven insane by the splintering, Revan managed to track down the Emperor, but before he could confront him, he was attacked by a coalition of both the Empire and the Republic. Revan's dark half was slain, and he became whole again, joining the Force and leaving behind his mask and his lightsaber. There have, of course, been a great number of Star Wars video games throughout the years, but arguably none of them presented a greater story than Knights of the Old Republic. Revan lived for 356 years, joined the Jedi Order twice, was one of the most fearsome villains in the galaxy, died two deaths, and inspired courage, respect, and fear. While your specific story of Revan's life might have been different than this video portrayed, there is no doubt that he is one of the most interesting characters in the Star Wars universe.